The 13th annual Montclair Film Festival kicked off on Friday, October 18th, and it was a fantastic evening, to say the least. The Wellmont Theater opened its doors to hundreds of movie lovers, cinephiles, and Montclair residents, all eager to check out the festival's premiere feature, Conclave. It's safe to say that the film was a huge success, at least among the audience members who erupted in applause as the credits began to roll. The festival kicked off with an electrifying red carpet event. I had the chance to chat with some amazing personalities, including the one and only Stephen Colbert. Let's hear what he had to say about the film festival's impact on the Montclair community.
Well, I think and the more celebration of the arts of any kind, but specifically of independent filmmaking, is always good. We all need to be together. We can't all just stay in our homes and stream. As much as we enjoy our Netflix and our Amazons and our Hulus or whoever might be sponsoring the festival this year, but we got to be together. You want that communal feeling. And I think that's one of the best things that a festival can do.
Thank you so much to Stephen Colbert and his wife, Evelyn, for their continued support of the arts and filmmaking. And speaking of celebration, Friday evening's festivities were all centered around Conclave. So what's this film all about? Well, it's a thrilling religious drama centered around a cardinal who's in charge of one of the world's most secretive and ancient events, the selection of a new pope. Tension, intrigue, and some serious drama unfold within the Vatican walls as powerful religious leaders scramble to appoint the next Holy Father. And let's not forget the incredible cast featuring the one and only Ralph Fiennes as Cardinal Lawrence, along with stars like Stanley Tucci, Isabella Rossellini, Carlos Diaz, and John Lithgow. Now, Conclave isn't just another run-of-the-mill film. It's actually the 25th creation from German-Austrian writer, director, and producer Edward Berger, after winning an Academy Award for All Quiet on the Western Front. Berger takes a big leap in storytelling with this project. I also got the chance to discuss the film with Berger himself on the red carpet. Here's what he had to say about his creative vision behind this highly anticipated film.
But what I really connected to is Ralph Fiennes has this role of this doubtful, hesitant, reluctant dean of the cardinals who organizes his election, and he basically goes through a crisis of his faith. And that crisis of his interior process is a really wonderful journey that he goes on, and that's what I was able to connect to very well. So I basically put the camera in and around Ralph everywhere to really tell the story through his POV, to make you feel what he's feeling, to witness this, to enter the world and be, he's our eyes and ears into this world. And that's what I tried to capture with the camera.
And here's the kicker. Conclave is surprisingly funny. It masterfully blends humor with deeper themes, creating a cinematic experience that invites laughter while tackling serious questions about faith and power. The film truly shines thanks to its thrilling script, and it was clear the audience felt that as well. You could sense the excitement in the theater with gasps and laughter filling the air as viewers reacted to the film's unexpected twists and turns. This intriguing film is set to hit select theaters on October 25th, so if you're on the lookout for a movie that's both entertaining and thought-provoking, Conclave should definitely be at the top of your must-see list. But the evening didn't end there. Following the screening, Montclair Film Festival's artistic director held a brief Q&A with Berger, going into more detail on the film's intricate and complex themes. Finally, opening night concluded with a rousing after-party. Volunteers working the festival helped to transform Wellmont Theater's orchestra seats into a colorful dance floor. Well, that just about wraps up our look back at the incredible opening night of the 13th annual Montclair Film Festival. It was a night filled with excitement, star-studded appearances, and a captivating film that brought the community together. If you missed it, don't worry. There are still plenty of amazing films and events lined up throughout the festival. For more coverage of the 2024 Montclair Film Festival, you can visit our website, WMSCradio.com, or stick around right here on 90.3 WMSC, Upper Montclair.